cliffcentral.com.
You know, even years and years and years and years after the song was released, goddamn, what a turnout, man. Shit. Come on. Outkast coming through with Hey Ya. I remember when I first saw that music video, I lost my mind. I'm like, how is Andre 3000 everywhere? But I was 12 years old, so I guess I get a pass for that. I didn't know that you could do that. Welcome to it. It is 20-something. Just another cool kid hanging out with you guys for at least an hour. Yeah. It's a Music Friday, people. It is a Music Friday. Unfortunately, Neo and Lundi are doing better things, bigger and better things with their lives. They're having a vacation in Durban. I don't know. I got a check last week, but it didn't clear, so I couldn't go. But we are going to hang out. It is going to be very interesting what we're about to do this afternoon, because I've got very colorful looking people in the building. Like, they are, I don't know, man. It's like a painting, if you are into that kind of stuff. Like, it's dynamic. It's different. It's that long hair, don't care. Iskimsinwele. You know what I mean? These guys are in the building, and they are musicians. It's another, as I said, it is a Music Friday. And if you want to be a part of the conversation, you can send us your tweets at JNG_live. Send us your WhatsApp messages on 079-748-2090. That's 079-748-2090. You can also highlight us on Instagram if you want to send us, you know, a DM or whatever, if you're going to slide into the DMs at Cliff Central. Yeah, that's where you can be a part of the conversation as well. You can do the old school vibe and give us a call, you know, 0861-555-189. Let's get straight into it though. Exe Moti, who's it?
What up? Yeah. Black rap in the building.
Yeah, man.
We're side.
Otherwise, chance, you good? You proper?
Alright,
let's get to know the individuals that make up the group. There's four brothers in the studio. Who's who in the zoo?
Okay, I go by the name of Zozy Boy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm the producer.
Alright.
Yeah, I'm also on the engineering side.
Dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Plush.
Plush.
Yeah, I DJ, artist, and producer as well.
Dope vibes, yeah, man. You guys have got titles on titles on titles.
Yes, talent.
Zooks, Nate Makana.
Yeah.
I'm a rapper, entrepreneur, and I do PR for the gents.
Dope vibes. Dope vibes.
Yeah. I go by the name Kid Overdose.
Yeah, man.
Real name Tony. Yeah. I'm an artist. I'm a trap star. Yeah, that's what I do. I kill, I flow. That's what I do.
You know what's crazy is that people can't see this, but he's holding the mic like he's on stage finna spit some
I'm
rhymes.
Finna kill shit.
That's crazy. It's like that. You don't even have to ask what you do for a living. The minute you see a microphone, you're like, hey, check this out, listen real quick. It's all that dope fresh, man. So gents, where are you guys from, man? Where do you guys call home?
Roodepoort, West Rand.
Next door neighbors.
1724.
Yeah, next door neighbors, man.
Oh, were you there too?
Nah, man. My mom's house. Iko baby tiny deep like Vetport.
Ah,
so yeah. That's what I'm saying. Oh, next door, hood, man. Just here, you know.
I don't even have to drive, walk.
Yeah, sure, man. And because I grew up Gomirolens and we moved out to the west. I think 2013, 2012. Yeah.
Same.
So you guys are next door. Yeah, man. You know, there's so many professions that are open to us, more especially now, looking at the way things have changed in this country, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, we've got those types of opportunities our parents literally dreamed of.
Yeah, completely.
Why music? Why music?
An expression, the best form of expression. Like, you're DJing music, you do music every day, you understand music, everybody understands music, so
yeah,
it's a great way of expressing yourself, and for us, we love to express ourselves through the music,
you know,
we literally tell our lives, there's nothing else. I mean, and then people go to work and they dread it, you know, they hate being in a specific space all day,
yeah
and then, you know, make little money,
yeah,
as opposed to you can do something you love Yeah, true though.
That I feel that.
So true.
That makes a lot of sense to me, man. Especially because I think there's a lot of emotion that comes from that type of discussion. Like people that do your straight to five, 9 to 5 yeah. on a daily basis. A lot of us now, especially, well, they call us millennials, but yeah. millennials, we seem to have a problem with that, you know, and it seems like it's frowned upon. But at the same time, it's not everyone's dream to be an entrepreneur or a musician or whatnot. There's some people that actually wake up and go to work and love what they do as much as they have to sit in that type of space, in that type of vibe, you know. I think it comes down to what's real for you, you know.
Just real
gotta
for
follow
us.
Your dream, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean,
do what you love. Like, yeah, if you do what you love, everything is gonna be fine.
Yeah, and people tell you not to do what you love, even at a home.
Yeah, yeah.
They tell you you have to be like this. You have to be this. That's
how go to work. Go get a job, nigga. Yeah. Get out.
And then we out here in the streets making music, making people dance.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And you get home, they don't. Hey, bro, they don't dance to that. You know what I mean? But it's the part of being a guy and knowing what you want.
Yeah. How do you get over that? Because, you know, believe it or not, there's a lot of people that end up listening to that. Like, you can imagine if you've been told the same thing since you were like 10 years old. Yes. Hey, man, this is what it means to be a man. This is what it means to be a success.
Can I answer that?
Yeah, for sure, man.
Pray, G.
Yeah.
Yeah, just pray, man. Like, that's the only thing that keeps anybody strong. I won't even lie.
Guy.
I mean, like, you can...
Well, according to your opinion, but yes.
My opinion. It's like that, Guti. We go through all these things and we have people that say they love us, but they don't wanna, you know, support us on our dreams. They want us to go according to the system. But then with prayer, you get that backbone to say, I'll keep pushing.
You got faith.
Yeah.
I feel that. But you know, I don't want to get into the whole religion thing real quick, but I personally, let me put it out there, I am not a believer. Like, I'm not the church goer.
Yeah,
I'm not the prayer type of guy.
Yeah.
So, when that conversation comes up, sometimes we rub each other the wrong way. Because as a Christian or a Muslim or a person that follows a set type of religion, you live your life according to the laws that were prescribed in your book of faith, you know?
Mm.
And there are times where it does not help the situation, and there are times where it helps the situation incredibly. Mm. As you're saying, like, praying is where you get your confidence, you know?
Yeah.
And for me, the fact that you know where that is puts you ahead of a lot of people, you know? Because some of us, as I said, don't get over the fact that you've been told, hey man, your music is rubbish, don't make music. You know, how did the journey begin? How did you guys come together to decide and say, okay, look, this is what we're gonna do?
I met Zozy Boy and Zukanye and Plush. I met them, I think, around 2008. They were already doing music in high school.
We went to the same high school. So we started making music like in grade 8.
That early.
So ever since,
sure. Hey man, Pella, grade 8 is another year in life. In life.
True.
2007.
But I read we were like all rapping. Probably all just starting to rap. Getting a little bit of hype.
Hey man, I can do this, man.
Then you find these guys that you can do it with. Then you find them friends.
And
you know, you find friendship, and then you can do business with them.
And then you find Zozy Boy in his room with the studio. You don't know how it was connected.
Yeah.
It's a young mic from a telephone. Sning mic size from the CPU.
I'm a speaker willing to techniques. techniques and that.
Recording on those Samsung earphones, the microphone
for sure. Hey man, you know, I feel like that story is not told enough. We need to tell that story, because like in Midlands, for instance, where I grew up, it was the exact same thing. Where did you guys get the cash to put together, buy a keyboard type thing, you know? And you find out all the time that there's, as much as you love something, there's someone that loves it a bit more. And then they make you love it a bit more.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. It's, that's why they need to tell that story, man. Tantra Kopanse series, friends. I don't know. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. And then people must know, man.
They gotta know.
You know, sometimes you, when more especially when you start something and then you, you write those first couple of lines and you spit them back, you're like, shit, that is whack, man. You know?
But you happy, man. Happy as fuck.
Yeah, for damn sure. For damn sure. And you know, when you start spitting your rhymes for other people trying to check if
they
you
respond to it.
No. You know? Yeah. Getting over those types of challenges, what kept you guys going? Because I know it happened. It's not a question of if. I know those challenges came up where people didn't necessarily understand what you were doing at that point in time.
You go to the people who do.
Aye.
And then you they understand because it's a language that they speak. Music is a language. So you go to those people, and like for me to rap, I didn't just decide I'm a rap. Okay, this rhymes with this, so I'm going to make music.
Yeah.
I was told by somebody who was rapping that, hey, this actually, you dope. Go ahead.
Do it.
Keep pushing.
Yeah.
So you kind of got like, that's all you need. You just need to know that you're going in the right direction.
And friends, homes, the type of people you have around you.
Yeah.
Make sure, important. You always got to make sure uti I crowd yakho ileyo ifuna.
For sure.
Lo nomuntu ngoba unento eso, so you want to tag along on that wave. That never works out for bros. It never works out for homies who tag along to other people's waves. At the end of the day, the person whose wave you're tagging on is okshiya ngoba manje unama dreams wakho awatshini side.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Ukiveli crevi train ungena tiki. You know, wagova, wagova.
Yeah.
Let me ask some of the people that inspire you as far as the music is concerned. Who inspires you guys? Who do you listen to and think, you know what? One day, that's me.
Yo, bro, I won't lie to you. Like, we listen to a whole lot of music.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't just say this artist.
Thank you for that answer, by the way.
Yeah.
Yo, bro, we listen to it. Because, for example, I'm a DJ. So I can't just listen to Rich the Kid just because I like him. You know what I'm saying? I have to explore. I have to listen to everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes you never know what people connect to, man.
Yeah.
More, from a DJing perspective. You know, there are times where you pitch up to a party and the DJ before you is dropping some other things. You're like, wait, hold on a minute. I thought I knew what the vibe was about. But you learn and more open. Like having an open mind about things, I think, is the best thing you could ever do for yourself. You know? Plus, on average, a new song is dropped on the internet every 3 minutes. You know? So can you imagine saying,
The thing is about this hustle we're on, like, there's so many steps, bro.
For sure.
Like, for the first step, obviously, it's performing makashakashin.
Yeah.
Second step, it's getting makrapin, okay?
Yeah.
Let's say, right. Sure. I want to say about gaming for a very long time. We appreciate such moments, you know? Mm. Even this, like, to us, it's like, yo, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like,
type of vibe. Like, it's that type of vibe where, like, siyafunda mfethu.
Yeah, we appreciate.
Yeah, we appreciate and we learn. And we take something from wherever we were or wherever we're going. You know what I mean?
Dope.
You can't just go like, you must take something, learn. Go give it to someone who's never been where you were.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Nah, that makes a lot of sense to me, man. And that type of thinking keeps you grounded. Because you know who you are, where you are, and where you're going. You know? Let's talk about this fame thing, gents. Let's talk about this fame thing because, let's be honest, it is the result of what we're doing. You know, like, when I get to a point where I'm good enough for lots of people to listen to my radio show, there's that fame aspect. And once you guys spread your message wide enough, what do you guys think about fame and what comes with it?
Fame, for me, is something... Well, I'm just famous every day, man. I wake up, I'm famous. Go to sleep, I'm famous. So it's nothing, it's not big to me. I just wanna make music more, man. And just, I enjoy music. I don't even look at fame. I've never even thought of, you know. But yeah, when I walk, people say, yo, man, I saw you on TV. I'm like, all right, thanks, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I'm already expecting it. You know, it's something that, yeah.
You expect.
That's meant to happen, you know.
I realize there's also the, like, downsides to fame. Like, people see you as an asshole. So, like, yesterday I was having a conversation with a friend who's starting to also get fame. And these people that are conversing with him are actually trying to hang with him because they've just bumped into him in the club or whatever.
Yeah.
They get his number or via a group from somebody. Hey, man, I saw you. You remember me. Can we chill? Can we smoke? Can we drink or whatever? I feel like when you're turning people down like that, they're going to look at you as as a bad person. Yeah. So I feel like, you know, there's upsides to fame. And there's downsides to fame, and you kind of have to take it all with a pinch of salt and sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, hey, you can take the pinch of salt, but then it sucks too much, or then pinch of sugar is too sweet.
Dope. Yeah.
You can get lost in the sauce as well.
Yeah. How you get lost in the sauce?
You get lost in the sauce.
Too much sauce.
You're born with sauce.
You can't be born with seizures.
Yeah.
Shout out to Gucci.
Shout out to Frank, man.
Yeah. So no, Jeds, the way I look at it, it's one of those things you are going to come across. It's just going to happen. And as you said, some people are going to hate you for it. Some people are going to love you for it.
Yeah.
You know, and ultimately you can't please everybody all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so you got to go to the ones you can please.
Especially niggas, they get in their feelings, you know, when we pull up and we take their B with, you know, it's sad.
seriously. Those type of dudes now I'm bored. Like I can't stand those type of dudes. No, man. I mean, here's, look, as much as we all have this understanding that this shit is a competition, man. As dudes, as men, okay? And if I pitch up and all of a sudden your mommy's not feeling you no more, it's what you know what I mean? Why man. Why are you fighting me? It's not my fault.
She got lost in the sauce.
He got lost in the sauce.
Hey man, that's not my bad. And the fact is, as a guy, it's part of your life. I mean, at some point, Luena, there's going to be some mommy game that you are hanging out with. Who's gonna see some other lame somewhere and leave with the dude? It's just about being man about it. Like, just be a man about it, man.
There's lots of people in the world.
Even the biggest guys in the industry in SA, we all know about this story. Businessman. My guy has already made it. It happens.
It happens.
I must say, real niggas know the G code. That's what's up. If you know the G code, you ain't gotta cry about shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's unnecessary. Like, take your
don't
crying
even
ass
hang
home.
Yourself, nigga.
Hey man, just take your crying ass home. Rush up, going. let's the type of sound that you guys make. Well, how would you define the type of music you guys make?
Raw.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that raw rap, but it's trap at the same time. It has lyrical content. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, people can relate, even though it's raw rap music, but it has that dance feel. We don't do what most South African artists do now, which is sing a lot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We make hip-hop music, literally the way it started in the 1980s, writing rhymes, no auto-tune, nada. We do it sometimes.
No dictionary, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We just aiming to be just that raw black rap, just because AKA or whoever is having this sound in Funukfana nice so that we fit in. We ain't trying to fit in, man.
Yeah. You have to create your own lane.
We're not trying to fit in. If people are gonna like it, they will love it, we'll love them back. If they don't like it, fine, we'll continue, we'll find those that will like it.
Yeah. I feel that, man. And what are your thoughts about the sound right now? Like, when you're listening to maybe the radio or the type of music that other guys are putting out, what are your thoughts as far as that is concerned?
Okay, me locally, I'm not that impressed. Okay. I think we can do much, much better, bro. We can do much better. Yeah, there's a couple of artists I would say are dope. If you want me to say names, I'll mention like two or three.
Yeah.
Which is Nasty C for me.
Dope.
Frank Casino. Yeah, those are like the two for me that are like they're putting in work.
Even their lyrical content, we has Gutsuntan we aspire. Sure. On the same rhymes every track.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, so he has Gutsuzo Kuluman a success.
Yeah. Not to forget, MT. I think it's killing
MT. He's another one.
Mm. He's doing dope Venex stuff.
These other ones are just riding a wave, bro. They're listening to what's new from overseas. Then they put it in their music, you know, they're not coming up with something new.
Fresh.
Yeah.
Now when you listen, I listened to two Frank Casino songs in the past 2 days.
Lit.
Fire.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nah, I feel that. I thought I was the only one. Man, tell my chest. Aight, man. So, I think it's time we cut the talking down a little bit. We're gonna jump into a track called Keys, man. What can you guys tell me about Keys, James?
I got the keys to this.
Yeah, man.
Produced by Plush.
Yeah.
It's got Zozy Boy.
And Kid Overdose.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump straight into it, man.
We got the keys to this.
We made it. Hustlers ambition like 50. Holla at me if you with it. I got the word, I flip by the minute. I be fiending for the digit. Speeding more bars than a motherfucking prison. I got the key to the city.
Who got the key?
Who got a key? I got the key to the city.
Whoa.
I got the key to the city. Spud, holla at me if you with it.
Okay. If you're hating, you lost. If you're hating, you are lost, Chief. God damn.
You lost in the sauce.
Amen.
Amen.
Dope shit, man. Dope. Gents. Wizzy, there's so many people that come through and they claim to make music, and then you play the music and you're like, nah, that's not music. That is not music. Dope vibes, man. God. You know, while I was listening to the track the whole time, I'm like, I wonder what it's like watching these guys do this shit live.
Where we at
with it? Lego guy, go PTA. Because I'm driving back there now.
Where's TUT?
Get the hell out of here.
There's a basketball game there, tournament, and so we're performing there, Fanda.
Which campus?
West.
Do you guys know?
West.
Pretoria West?
West Drive, yeah.
You guys, man, Wizzy, we're going to follow one another when we leave here, because that's exactly where I'm going.
We're going to turn up.
It's crazy, man. Shit, because I've got an interview there, that's it.
Okay, nice.
A radio interview, we're pushing some other gig. Let's not even get into that. We'll talk on the road.
No doubt.
Nah, man, but dope vibes. That means I'll get to see it live. As for the listeners, man, you guys at Jack_5'4" Instagram, Twitter. I'll post the videos there. Check it out there.
Jack_5'4"
Yeah, man.
Got it.
Fun sized. You understand? Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
5'4"
Yeah, bruv. So, gents, you know, like with Iskupe Singaga. Like this is not a small sound. You guys are pushing something big, man. Like, I can tell there's a lot of ambition in that music. It's not just, you know, when someone claims to want something and someone who actually wants something, you could tell the difference.
Sure.
You can hear it in their work. You know what I mean? Where do you guys see the music going? Where do you want to take the music?
Worldwide.
Overseas.
Man, I just got a WhatsApp yesterday from a nigga in Ghana.
Yeah.
Can't even show you.
Yeah, yeah.
Your biggest fan in Ghana, please send me more music and more links.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Yeah. Ghana, we're not even known in SA.
And more niggas
for sure.
From Nigeria.
Ghana, Nigeria. Come on. Come on, guy.
It's clear. It's clear. Like, I mean, you can't keep that sound locked up for too long. You can't.
Come on.
You know what I mean? Word of mouth will spread. And sometimes, we underestimate some of the people that our people know. Like, you never know who your friends have met up with wherever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And your song, I mean, a friend of mine dropped a track 2 weeks ago. It's this, like, Caribbean kind of vibe type And some dude from the States sent him a message. Say, hey man, I like this jam. Send me more of your stuff. And it's dope because it's just you expressing yourself through the music. You know, and that opens up so many doors. I feel like the root of ignorance is the lack of travel. Like if you can travel, man, come across different cultures and sample and open up your mind to these things, man.
Who said that?
Casper tweeted that.
Was
what you just said?
Yeah.
Something that breeds ignorance is a lack of travel.
Something
like that. Yeah, he's also said something like that.
I think it's very true.
But the bamboozle, Black Twitter, I'm feeling.
So yeah, man. But I mean, it's. I think that's what it's about. You know, you need to travel. You need to find out what other people are doing. It'll only grow you. It'll only grow you. You'll never waste money traveling.
Yeah.
So, like as you say, this is about global domination. It's about getting the music out there. Have you guys ever thought about what success would be like when you guys say, you know what, yeah, we've made it? What is that point for you guys?
I feel like, oh man, niggas are gonna have jobs. All of them.
I mean
I will not even outsource. I will not go out there and look for brothers to do my things for me.
I mean
you take a guy to school, he studies, he finishes, does PR for us.
You
know, I feel like that's my goal in life. We've been looking for jobs for so long.
Yeah.
And we've never had jobs until we got successful in what we're doing.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? So as a black young man, I feel like it's my duty as well. I shouldn't look to the president or anybody.
For sure.
Yeah.
Real talk. Real talk. Yeah. Because sometimes, you know, we are capable. We are so capable of doing these things on ourselves, like by ourselves, when we're always looking to someone else to try and help us out. Meantime, the person that could be helping you out is you. And I think those types of friendships and connections are what keep you safe in the long run. You know, I would say about your PR dude, you know, that person won't be taking kickbacks and whatnot and all of that stuff. You guys will have the same vision. You'll push forward together. Hey man,
and it's easy to kick that nigga, you know, if he,
cause you know his mama too. You're like, hey, kick that nigga. My old lady, don't mess around. But like, hey, I know where you live, homie. I know where you live. Hey man, you know what? Where did that track gave me a bit of a rush.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, let's go into another one. Let's go into another jam. You guys hooked me up with a track called Impilo. Right. Alright, let's jump straight into it, man. Impilo, she like goddamn. Check my neck, cost 15 gomo, she like goddamn. Check my wrist, cost 15 booze, she like goddamn.
Yeah.
And the Summer Fall song of the year goes to.
Shout out, Cliff.
God dang.
We got the award over here.
God dang.
Can you playlist that?
She like, God damn. Man, like,
put that on. He's born a singing, he bambied and took the cool
man. No, I'm serious. Like, wow.
Encore.
That's the beginning.
Yeah.
That beginning.
Yeah, sure.
That is fire, man. That's fire.
Ubonizi. That is it.
No, but I mean, like, Wizzy, certain tracks have got size. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? But this is big, man. God damn. She like, God damn. Check my neck, cause 15 gomo, she like, God damn. Check my wrist, cause 15 boozes, she like, God damn.
Me like a beast, Jalil. It's good, I'm hungry, keep it coming, man, I need a meal. I'm more wavy than Durban Oceans at high tide. Might have to check your girl, she waving from the blind side. And when they see me up there, regret they ain't stay down. Goal keeping my dreams like Peter Check. Hey, when the money lands, she busting it like a greyhound. I put the dick in the spleen, now you upset?
Whoa. Hold up.
Man,
hold
man,
up, man,
man,
hold up.
Hey, Yazin, you know, so, as I said, some people walk in here and they claim to make music, but it's not music. Don't, it's not music, man. God care. Damn. That's all I can say. God damn.
She like, God damn.
God damn. God damn man. Hey, man. Like, I can tell you guys about those good vibes. Like, yeah, none of this depressing man. Stuff.
Word.
Yeah. Yeah. No, man.
Stay on a good day.
It's like, hey, let's be happy people. Yeah. Let's be happy people.
Good vibes, man.
Good vibes. In fact, let's send all this energy in the direction of the Dacha couple so they can get their thing popping off. That way, that way, all of that energy. Man, I know this is a side point, but I feel like if weed was legalized, bro, we'd live such blissful lives.
Bro.
Everyone
would be here. They can take away the alcohol, it's fine.
They can take alcohol away.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
not the
keep
lean,
that.
Though. Not the lean.
Dirty Sprite.
Nah, in fact, I feel like they can keep everything. Lean, the alcohol, the heroin, the cocaine, all of that stuff. Keep all of it. Keep all of that. No, I mean, seriously, I heard an alarming statistic the other day, man. It really actually pissed me off, right? So every year, about 500,000 people die from alcohol-induced diseases and stuff, right? Mm. Even more people die all over the globe every year because of cigarettes. There hasn't been a single case anywhere ever of a person dying because of weed. Like, seriously, I think that is enough of an argument. Like,
that's it all.
Look, we'll make it illegal the day it kills somebody.
Yeah.
You know, when you can prove without the shadow of a doubt that weed kills somebody.
Yeah.
Then we can make it.
That's why
No, man, this whole thing is about tax.
So that's what I'm saying. I was about to start a long ass conversation. I'm glad you said tax, because that's the word I was gonna need to use.
Yeah, yeah.
We tax ourselves as humans. Like, weed doesn't kill anybody, but all the others, we pay for it.
Yeah.
And it kills us. Like, we know it. It's not killing machines, it's killing us, our families.
Sure. For damn sure. Power. Hey, man. And another problem that people haven't picked up is because it's illegal, where you go buy it, you're not going to find good things around that area, man. Now you're talking to drug dealers and stuff. That guy's going to tell you, man, he might just lace your stuff with some other shit. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's the problem.
That's how some people end up, you know, hooked on drugs and shit. But nonetheless, that is a conversation for a different day.
And it's not addictive.
Weed?
Yay, man.
Isn't weed addictive?
No. Yeah, well, some people have claimed to be addictive.
Maui Viga.
Sure.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
The question is,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so, gents, you know what? I'm one of those people that like to throw out, you know, random things in the air. And I don't think it would be fair for you guys to come through here and we don't bust a little something something impromptu right there. I don't know if this works. Does this work?
It's perfect. Perfect.
Does it work? Let's get it, gents. Let's get it.
Yeah. 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 Zozy boy. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Listen. Yeah. Then.
Black rap.
Yeah. Woo. Can you just turn it up on the.
On
the.
Oh, yeah.
Is it up on the earphones?
Yeah, it's up.
All right.
Yeah.
Get it.
Whoa. Whoa, yeah. Kadenge nondi mu boots. Kadenge nondi mu boots. Vend a nigga off the leash. About to take off with your chick. Rob a nigga for a brick. Dirty on me like I'm weak. Dirty on me sipping lean. Yeah. Dirty on me sipping lean. Battle freestyle with my niggas on Cliff Central. Yeah, nigga.
Smoking Mary Jigga.
Yeah.
Musician Duan, yeah, thinking about my deepest. Even if I have enough, 10, 250 grams, nigga, I will never smoke enough. I made a lot of cash and throw away the change. Yeah, tons of love and then I'm off to the hustle. Crime never chase, I never went to college. I was with my colleagues, robbing a bank, the cops in the mirror, my foot on the gas, don't know we are new. My gas was on E, nigga.
Can't you
see? Jeez, black rap in the building.
Hey,
I hope you feel. I hope you feel. I hope you got no chill. I just heard this beat. I just had to go and kill. I just had to go.
Yeah.
Touch up on this mic.
Yeah, sure.
Help to feel. I don't know if it's black rap, but you, it's us. And we feel.
In the mood. Ooh, I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
on Cliff Central. Probably going mental. Oh, my niggas been good. We out here, we working hard. We want you to hear this.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I got the key to the city. I feel like I'm Diddy with all of these racks.
Yeah,
I'm not stopping till I'm 50 with all of my niggas, and that is a fact.
Fact.
I got a ticket for doing 150. She cute on the face with a booty like Nicki. Yeah. Play with my boss and I bust on the titty. See, Luco Tini, I'm living like Ricky.
Like Ricky.
Yeah. That's why little niggas wanna be me. I might pull up in a brand new Lamborghini. Take off and you never gon' see me. Gone. Competition ain't shh. Hit a nigga with a brick. 30 on me like I'm weak. 30 on me sipping lean. I been hustling, where you been?
Yeah, pockets fit, then I'm teach I got bands on me. Neck ears, wrist swear, I got bands on me. Drop a brick in your seat, I got a bag on me. 50k on my neck, eyes tag on me. I might pull up in a lemon and spends over friends. I got kids like I'm colored. I'm whipping the pot and I'm loving the get okay. I'm back it over you. And I'm flexing my overalls. Got my mom on my payroll. Whoa. If you hate me, then say sorry. Hell, like a little bow. Me and Zoe do the most. I song check the coast. In my lip, buy a nigga shit. I told you supposed to kiss my pinky ring. Whoa. Rest got me limping to the Lambo. Rest got me limping to the condo. Yeah.
Hey, hey, Cliff. Listen, light of a spliff. Listen, I got a diff. Listen, I'm in it. You gonna win it. We out here. I'm Zooks. Never bought the books. Never bought the working. Yo, only white money, good money. Probably gonna take your honey with it.
Yeah, man. Aye, fresh, man. Yeah, man. Aight, you guys are lit with it. God damn, man. You guys are lit with it.
Let's get it.
Gents, how do we keep up with you guys on social media platforms? Instagram, Twitter. Where do we see you perform? You know?
Instagram and Twitter, it's Black Rap and underscore ENT, which is ENT, Black Rap underscore ENT, and then Facebook, it's Black Rap underscore 001.
Alright, and then you guys don't want to release your own handles individually.
Do, yo, on Twitter, at Tony Overdose SA, and then you can add me on Facebook, Tony space KOD, or you can look for my other page, Tony Overdose. Yeah.
Dope.
Good. Zozy Boy on Twitter, at Zozy Boy. On Facebook, it's DJ Zozy Got a Big Gold Chain.
The whole word. DJ Zozy.
Just one
got
word.
A big gold chain.
Yeah, all right. Dope vibes.
Instagram, Tony Overdose.
All right. Yeah. Gents, thank you so much for coming through, man.
Thank you for having me.
The music is dope.
Thanks.
I think it's clear. We need to be speaking to the music compiler here to put that thing.
Thank most you.
Diff.
Can you know, speak to him? We have no power. These people are like, man.
Yeah,
bro.
Man.
Next time we're here, we need to talk about that.
Let's talk about it now. Let's get into it real quick. Before.
I scatel, I want that was funny,
man. How little talent, though. You talent
so music has come.
And then still you pay for it. Okay, yeah. Sure. Why is Amela Liwena Ratalhoyanana? Mara. Like, are you never gonna acknowledge talent then? So no one's gonna acknowledge it. Everything over money. I mean, money over everything.
Hey, when you want to buy work, I'm fine.
Sure, okay, cool. Tell me where's work. I'll put your stuff on, but it's work.
Give
me money, I'll put your stuff on.
My problem is, the craziest thing is these people actually earn a salary. It's not like abapatalwe. Like, they actually get paid.
Yeah.
And then they turn you into a side hustle when you're trying to get your music. Onto the radio. It's madness.
That's
man.
One of the hardest parts to get onto like Cliff Central and a song here or anywhere in there.
Yeah.
That's
before I forget, nah, like if you wanna get our music, you can go on Google, just search for Zozy Boy or search for Kid Overdose or search for Plash.
Yeah, or
search
Audio
for
Mac.
Black Rap.
Yeah. Just go to Audio Mac. You know? It's a download website, Audio Mac, it has all the other artists in the world.
We also have a music.
Just search Zozy Boy.
Yeah. On YouTube.
It's on YouTube. It's a Black Rap Catchy.
Alright.
Yeah, you gotta type it K H E T S H I Catchy.
Alright.
Yeah, said it right. Yeah, catchy. Yeah.
Dope vibes, man. Thanks. Dope vibes. Gents, again, thank you so much for coming through.
Shout out, Jack.
Yeah, it was too dope. As you guys leave, don't do what Kendrick Lamar is about to tell these other rappers to do. Don't be humble. You guys are great, man.
Thanks.
Fuck.
Word.
Yeah.
Shout out,
dude.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah. Hey, I remember. CliffCentral.com.